Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder and he had a very good weekend.
LFC. LFC.
Not only that, undefeated in college football. Why?
What?
Is that Bruce Brown walking back here? Wide. Call the money line. 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. You also win, what, 4-1 in NFL?
Yeah. Couple, I think I lost 4 or 5 footy bets over the weekend in the 90th minute.
It's just a goddamn shame.
It's insane.
Even Berlin.
Fucking Union Berlin did us in, Tony. They're up 1-0, up a man, let in a goal, last kick of the game. It's all right, though. We were 4-3 footy Saturday, 5-4. We got Celta Vigo up 2-0 right now. 2 to the good, my friend.
Boys in the back, how was your weekend? It's pretty good.
How we doing?
You guys have a good weekend?
Pretty good. 5-3.
It's pretty good.
Atlanta with the 2.5 really got me there. It would have been a great weekend, but, you know, solid.
Solid weekend. I mean, Mitt?
Feisty fans.
I got fucking smoked this weekend, dude.
Shit happens.
Hey, we're on to the next. I'm pumped for tonight, though. We got NBA. We got NFL. Let's go.
We do.
NBA has been sweet so far this year.
Has been sweet.
NBA has been sweet. Melo dropped 28 points last night. The Lakers got a dub, dude.
Lakers got their first win?
Fuck yeah, they did. Right behind Melo.
Are you worried that that's not a sustainable model for them to win?
No, Melo's back like Q stays.
So he will average 28 a game for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, all he needed was his partner LeBron. Now him and LeBron, they're finally teaming up, dude. You saw what they did in the Olympics. They've only won championships together.
Does Russ still stink?
Russ did hit a 3 last night.
Okay.
So
cuz he was 0-for-4 the first game, he was 0-for-3 the second game.
I mean,
he's on the board though.
We're on the board.
Yeah, he stinks, Tony.
Okay, so normally what we do on Mondays is recap the weekend, and we still will recap the weekend. But breaking news for Thursday night football. We'll also talk about Monday Night Football tonight. Oh, little half fix.
Yeah, look at that big bald bright skull. Jeez,
looks good. You got a good head. Cardinals opened 3-point favorites. Sorry, 3.5.
3.5.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
I was all over that.
Which side?
Packers. This game to me, before this Adams news, this game to me felt like when the Cardinals went into LA and played the Rams.
Okay.
Where and everybody was I on the Rams. And this is it felt exact same to
you,
me.
You know me. Bruce.
Bruce.
I'll read it. He texted me.
He's done a lot today, though.
He said, I can't get the fucking thing to work.
Yeah, it's okay.
That happens, Bo.
They'll break sometimes.
That happens, Bo.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'm still not sold on the green and yellow team.
You never really are, though. You are I'm not going to say.
Don't.
I won't. You don't love the Green Bay Packers. I'll just say that.
You're saying Tony's a hater.
No. Whoa. No. Gee, hey, hype boy.
Mitt, keep Jesus.
Jeez.
No. I was just saying I like the Cardinals better. And I watched the Packers play this weekend. And if a football team doesn't just self-implode every single time they got in the red zone this weekend, that's a different ballgame. That's all I was going to say. I was going to say.
Defense made some plays.
Yeah, sure.
It's good stuff.
So that line with Devontae Adams on the COVID-19 list, potentially out on Thursday, has gone to 5.5 at FanDuel. It's at 6 at some places.
If that gets to over 7, once it hits 7.5, I will take the Packers.
Okay. Our Monday lines are already on the move segment later.
Yeah.
There's some lines already on the move.
Everyone's hopping on the Titans.
Yes, which...
Okay, please keep doing it. Please keep doing it.
We'll see where that one goes.
I think probably closes what? Titans minus 2?
What's it currently at?
+1, I believe. It opened Titans +2.5.
Titans were 2.5-point dogs.
Yeah. They're favorites now?
Yeah, minus one.
Perfect.
They might get to three.
Hey, keep hammering them, boys.
Yeah, that'll be an automatic take.
Fucking hop on board.
You hop on board the Carson train while you can. Similar when we had to take the Bears.
You hop on the Carson train while you can.
Okay, so this weekend.
That's about Packers about to go to six.
Yeah. I told you, yeah. At some spots, they already are. This weekend, games that we had didn't already talk about. I had Colorado State, who just absolutely dominated the game, couldn't cover. The Washington-Arizona game, did you watch that one on Friday night?
No.
Arizona was 13-0 at half up. They lost 21-16.
Jeez.
Cincinnati couldn't cover against Navy.
No, that was actually a very close game for a long time. I watched that game.
Speaking of, Oklahoma couldn't cover against Kansas. Very close for a long time.
Yeah. Oklahoma's just not really that good.
No. A very close game for a long time, but they did cover Alabama.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Ohio State is...
they're rolling.
They're rolling.
Yep.
Michigan rolled Northwestern. Illinois beats Penn State and stays under in a 9 overtime game.
That was one in a million. You will never see that game happen again.
That was wild. And now Illinois is a dog against our team, Rutgers.
Well, if you saw what happened this weekend, fucking Shiano Man's taking fucking helicopters for 4-star recruits. They're
on the road, by the way. Rutgers is a favorite.
They're Illinois. Dropping them at the field. I mean, I can't do it, Tony. I'm going to stay away from
that. I might take a look at taking the Illini.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm not. I'm going to probably stay away from that
Rutgers line.
There's a lot of dogs, though, I like early this week for college football. Iowa State, Oklahoma State with potentially one of the worst taunting or whatever celebration calls of all time.
You can't do that. You can't do stuff like that. You know, Iowa State knew better. You know,
can't lift your leg up that high.
Oklahoma State could have won that game outright.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Celta Vigo 3-0. That's put it in the bag.
Oregon UCLA was a pretty good game. Did you watch that one?
No,
Oregon won and covered.
I was at the. I saw a new James Bond this weekend.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I heard it was pretty good.
It was awesome. Forgot that I had not actually seen Spectre though, so so I missed it. Well, there was no Pac-12 after dark.
No,
which was very confusing.
Very confusing.
So
there is this week.
Yeah.
Ole Miss routed LSU.
Yeah.
Notre Dame pretty much the same too.
LSU's dead.
USC, Wake. And Army, which we were all on in this office. So there was eyes on that game. And they literally scored on every single drive.
Wake Forest was fucking pouring it on.
And then Army threw that pick six, and it was... As soon as that happened, it was over.
There was moments in the Syracuse game when they had the field goal blocked.
Yeah.
And they returned it for... Yeah. Virginia Tech returned it for two points. I was like, okay, plus 3.5, that's going to be what gets me. Syracuse hits a deep ball to win it with like 10 seconds left. Cuse just finds a way.
They're a dog again. They're five and a half.
Yeah.
But Wake scored 70 points and they only had the ball for 17 minutes.
Yeah.
70-56 was that final. No defense was played. A&M easily beat Carolina. Fucking Miami beats NC State. That was always going to be.
Miami's not good. We all know that, but they are playing better than they were.
Yes, I agree. 1,000%. Nick, shout out your alma mater.
Pitt Panthers, baby.
Kenny Pickett's got the boys rolling.
I think I saw a tweet that Clemson's overall record over the past couple years is like 80-something-8.
Probably.
And they are 2-2 against Pitt.
That's their kryptonite.
You got their number.
Pitt and Syracuse. That's Clemson's kryptonite. Did you see what UTSA did this weekend? See what the Roadrunners did? Beep, beep this weekend. 45-16 domination.
What were they favored by? It was a big number.
They covered.
I think it fucking terrified.
Wisconsin.
So there's one for you this weekend.
Wisconsin and
Iowa catching 3.
I already took the under 36.5. Why wouldn't I?
36.5?
36.5.
For the first half?
Nope. Full game.
Full piece.
Full piece.
I mean,
under 36 and a half.
You're giving me 3 with Iowa. I'm taking it. It's my duty.
There's some interesting college games this weekend.
There is we'll like, get into. I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, there was 15 that I looked at, which maybe this weekend is a sign that I should stop doing that.
Nah.
Because I picked 4 college football, maybe. 5 NFL, and it was the best weekend I've had.
I've got 13 written down right now. So,
who's Louisville catching 7?
I don't know. I was against, they're against NC State, right?
Should we have an I dare you game?
Sure.
I dare you to take?
Yeah.
UNC Notre Dame. Gun to your head.
Did we zoom in?
No, you got that on your list. You son of a bitch.
See if you can get it. Right here. UNC plus a 3.5 potentially. No. I said, Mitt, what did I? Did you put in the producer's notes what I said? Mute the mic's off.
What'd you say?
Do you remember what I told you to put in the producer's notes?
That you were not allowed to bet on UNC the rest of the year.
But if you're betting against Rutgers, then that cancels that out.
If I'm going against Rutgers.
Yeah.
If you want to bet on UNC, wait till they play Pitt. Okay. That would be the game.
Yeah. Pitt may fucking have a letdown against Miami this week.
11.5. 11.5 does seem like a lot. We got Michigan State, Michigan. Texas getting 2.5. Oregon State.
The Texas Baylor ones.
The Beavs are fucking. The Beavs are a team.
Like
they fucking buzz around, dude. I love Oregon State.
I have Oregon State on the list minus the 1.5 here.
Oh, you just do money line, Tony.
I know. The people that just saw this list.
Wipe it out.
For the people that just saw this list, these are not final. Baylor's on there minus 2.5.
Anytime Tony mentions any game on the show, just take it right away. It's always everything he says is an official pick.
No, it's not. No, it's fucking not. No, it's not. It's fucking not. NFL. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm okay. Our socialite thing's broken. There's only one person that uses it in the office, so.
Huh. Oh, TikTok.
Wonder what happened?
I have never used that light one time.
Oh, no.
NFL. Packers cover against football team.
That had a weird backdoor feeling near the
very
end
much
there
did.
For no reason.
It very much
What's
did.
His name? Fumbled. That game was dead.
Titans easily. Chiefs dead?
No, because they'll smack the Giants on Sunday. Right?
You would think so.
I mean, if they don't, then.
No, I think it's a Monday night game, actually.
That's Monday night.
I think so. Football teams is going to be a tough team to bet on. For the rest of the year.
Chiefs minus 10. Football team are?
Yeah.
I think I take football team plus 3 at Denver this weekend.
I thought about it already. Falcons.
I thought this football team actually, that was the best they've looked.
Yeah, they just crumbled in the red zone.
Yeah.
Falcons against the Dolphins. What's going on, Paul?
What do you want from me? Like, why the fuck... Is Gaskin not start? I don't understand. The first, the Malcolm Brown package.
He's in the doghouse,
game.
Dude. He's in the How? Doghouse. Oh, I don't know why.
This team's dead. They're fucking done, dude. Like, we could finish. We're going to lose to the Bills by 50 this weekend.
So I went 1-1 on the NFL. I had the under in Giants, Carolina. That hit.
Oh, Tony, two picks.
The other under was Pats and Jets.
Yeah.
Did not know the Pats were going to score 54 points.
Anybody who bet the Jets in that game, you're an asshole. Like, I'm sorry, but if
they were coming off a bye,
it does. If you watch what the Patriots did to the Jets in New York and the way Mac Jones has been slowly getting better, there was no way to take. I would have taken. The Patriots up to 14 in that game.
Well, you would have covered easily.
Yeah.
Giants cover easily against Panthers.
Yeah, that was...
Panthers are dead.
I got to throw in the towel on the Panthers.
Panthers are dead.
It was a good run.
Bengals look fucking great against the Ravens.
Yeah, Bengals, very good football team. That was the coming out party.
The most all-time move, though, would for them to not cover this upcoming weekend against the Jets.
What is it?
I think it's 13 or something.
No, it's 9.5.
Okay. Maybe it'll might get to 13.
With Dick Green at quarterback?
Mike White.
Oh, Mike White.
Don't be an asshole. 33-22 Raiders over the Eagles. It was not that close.
No, that was. I thought I was going to end up with a fucking push on -3.
They should have. They probably should have fucking Eagles scored at the end.
Fourth quarter, just putting up points in every game.
Yeah. Every game.
So Sirianni let me down there, but Coach Richie showed me something.
Okay, he did.
This is what happens every week. The Eagles show up in the fourth quarter, everybody bets them the next game.
Their stats are much better than what they are.
Sanders getting hurt.
Yes.
Did kill them.
Jacobs got hurt too.
Yeah. It did look, well, Drake fucking went off. Yeah.
There's another Dolphin.
Drake, good at football. Who would have thought? Jarvis Landry, good at football. Who would have thought? Mm-hmm. How does Chris Greer still have a fucking job? Get him out. He's going to trade everything and anything to get Deshaun Watson to save his job, and the guy won't even be able to play. You know that's what's going to happen if the Dolphins get him.
For sure. Rams don't cover against the Lions. Lions pulled out all the fucking stops.
Dude. I honestly
MCDC
thought
was doing it all.
Till Goff threw that interception.
I thought they were going to win.
It's this guy's problem.
Who?
MCDC.
What do you mean?
When's he going to learn?
What are you talking about?
Hey, break that man's spirit. That season's over.
Listen.
You're not playing for a damn thing but a draft pick.
Are you shitting me?
As far as this show's concerned,
yeah,
he's 4-3 ATS. He's a winning ball coach.
That's what I'm saying. Life. Cut it out.
Give up.
Nah.
Speaking of giving up, Cardinals won 31-5 over the Fighting Daves.
The game was close for a bit.
It was. They were up 5-0.
5-0. They just tried to sit in.
And then it was 17-5.
Is Tyrod Taylor coming back anything?
I think he's starting to practice this week. A little bit.
I think so.
Let's go.
I think
a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Bucks routed the Bears. That one was never close.
No, though. I think, are we starting to see teams that just don't have leadership? Like, those are the teams that it looks like they stink.
For sure. Yeah. That's definitely a thing.
Like, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, the Chiefs are missing something. The Dolphins with Van Noy.
When are they going to make Jackson Mahomes the OC? Or the DC?
He might already be. Maybe that's why he's always down on the field. That could be what the issue
is. And then the late night Colts pulled away late to cover 38-18. And by cover, they were dogs, so forget what I just said.
Yeah. Niners are not a good football
team. I love that game.
Yeah. Colts, I mean, Colts always start slow. They're coming around.
Wentz is
turned into fucking Joe Flacco last night.
He
was just throwing bombs.
He fucking
bombs.
Did, dude.
He was throwing absolute bombs.
In that weather, you might as well fucking throw it up, I guess.
Like, when he had that, I mean, Nick talked about it on Pat's show, when he had that fucking first down and he got up and I've never even seen him like that with the Colts.
He's fucking fired up, dude.
The best tweet I think I saw last night was Carson Wentz when he hasn't turned the ball over in a while, and it was just a picture of a shovel. He's the best, dude.
Tonight, NFL, we got Monday Night Football. Manning Cast is back. Saints -4.5 at the Seahawks. Seahawks are juiced -115 right now at the 4.5.
Get this to 5.
So I think it might go the other way. I think it might go back down to 4, if anything. Let me check the public money.
Something we haven't talked about this game tonight.
What's that?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, the retirement.
Yeah.
Is he raising the flag?
Yep.
Is that what they do? They raise the
12.
Is he going Ring of Honor? Is this just he's raising the flag?
No, he's in the, what was it? Ring of Honor, yeah.
Yeah, if anything, this goes to 4. Okay. Well, New Orleans opened -3.
Yeah.
Total was 43.5. It's down to 41.5 right now. Potential rain, potential weather, wind and weather tonight. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a full atmospheric river tonight with a bomb cyclone. I think it might just be a little Seattle rain.
Johnny Cyclone.
Yeah. The atmospheric river last night was...
That was the pressure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have been on this since it originally came out. I got it at the 3. Fucking last Monday. I'll lay it at the 4, which it's going to go to.
You lay it at the 4.5 too, goddammit.
I'll lay it at the 4.5. I could be wrong. and this could be the homer in me watching the Steelers struggle, or no, watching the Seahawks look bad against the Steelers. Seahawks, in my eyes, looked like dog shit last week against Steelers. Geno Smith, I have no faith in that man.
Why is that?
Because he looked like dog shit.
He covered in Pittsburgh.
Does that mean anything these days?
Against a good defense.
Does that mean anything right now?
Yeah.
They weren't a good defense. They fucking
Geno
were giving up 12 yards a carry in Geno the second half.
Geno hasn't had an ATS loss as starting quarterback since 2014.
But
how many games has he started since 2014?
Six, and he's 6-0. Thank you very much.
Suck on that, Mitch.
Didn't expect us to have that stat, did you, Paul?
In your face.
Fuck.
Saints off a bye.
Jameis is a favorite. 8-16-1 ATS.
I heard your stupid stat earlier.
Saints, 1-4 ATS. Stop, last five. Dude. Dog in this matchup, 4-1 ATS last five. Seahawks on Monday night games, 11-5-1 ATS last 17.
Yeah, that's with Russ, though.
Nah, doesn't matter. It's Pete Carroll's team.
Seattle's 0-2 home against the spread this year.
Doesn't count as with Russ.
Are you taking Seattle?
Oh yeah, they covered in Pittsburgh. I think they cover at home. This Saints team is Jekyll and Hyde. I've been saying it all year. I don't know what this Saints team is. Kamara could run it down their throats. Very well could blow them out. But I'll take a home pup here, a live one. I may all
spread this fucking Saints minus 10.
I got a live pup here.
FanDuel suckered me right into a same game parlay. As soon as I open up the app, I see 4,000 people are on it, and I jumped all over this.
What was it?
Alvin Kamara to score 2+ touchdowns.
Okay.
Alvin Kamara over 33.5 receiving yards. DK Metcalf anytime touchdown, and New Orleans Saints money line.
Okay. Which is?
5 to win 100 was my sprinkle.
It's a good bet. +20. I will take another flyer here.
Yeah,
plus
1989.
It was a good weekend for the Flyers. I'm going to take Geno Smith anytime touchdown +550.
Okay. That's been a good range for you.
Carson Wentz.
There's a boost. Saints to win and over 43.5 total points scored in the game.
I don't hate that.
I love that.
That's a midi. That's a midi parlay right there.
Jimmy Winston to have one putt passing touchdown in each half. +330.
Hell yeah. Sounds like these boosts are all going to hit tonight. Let's go.
Okay, Mitt. Oh, fucking K. Let's go. Yeah, so I'm on the Saints. You're on the Seahawks.
Yes, sir.
You're much hotter than me right now, so go with Gumpy.
Don't do that.
Rashad Penny coming back. +340 anytime touchdown score.
Dick Penny.
Thank you, Bill.
Atta baby, Bill. Bill had some winners this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Congrats on your winners, Bill.
That UFC boost almost hit.
It did.
Oh, almost. It did.
For those that said we don't know shit about UFC, we told you Vittori was going to win. He just didn't do it in the right way. Truex couldn't come home first, though.
Yeah, he messaged me last night.
Truex did?
Yeah, I blew it. I'm sorry. I said,
get him next week, pal.
Yeah, you just get that Bass Pro Shops card ready, pal.
Bass Pro Shops number 19. Boys in the back, you doing anything, taking anything tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the Saints. I love the Saints right now.
Okay.
I really don't, but I bet against backup quarterbacks a lot.
Okay, it's kind of smart. Mitt, or Nick, what's your name?
That parlay I took earlier. Okay. That's probably all I'll touch, but we got Conman's coming in hot here.
Oh, Connor.
How we doing?
How you doing, Pa?
Good, good. I heard Mitch on the Saints.
Yeah. What are you on?
I mean, the Saints feel right.
I love this. Everybody take the same.
Yeah, my thing is I just can't bring myself to bet on Geno Smith. I just won't do it. I refuse to do it. And I am a Jimmy Winston guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go with the team that I know I'm going to root for, and that's the Saints. I like a couple guys to score touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm not going to give out the goddamn order of which I take them in. However, I will give out the players. Gerald Everett.
Okay.
They're good odds on basically everyone tonight. I think Alex Collins is like +190 or something to score. Is he like to like a game time decision or what?
Now, as Bill just said, Rashad Penny's back.
Mm-hmm. Chris Carson out?
So yeah,
he's on IR.
So Alex Collins, we don't know how many carries he's going to get.
He's looked so good, so I regret so much not starting him in fantasy football. I don't know one cares, but I will take Alex Collins to score. I already said Gerald Everett. The other Seahawk I like to score is Bill Dissly.
Okay.
I love Will Dissly.
I love that fucking guy.
Hey, is Jerry Everett a get-back pick from when he was out with COVID?
Oh, because he didn't get to play in the Rams game.
Correct.
Possible get-back pick. He almost scored, I think, last week on Sunday night, but he got tackled like right at the against you guys, like right on the goal line. So yeah. I like Gerald Everett. I think also that's the backup. I like the backup quarterback to the backup tight end. That did not work in the Browns game on Thursday, but I still like that thought.
Yeah.
Saints, Juwan Johnson, who scored 2 touchdowns week 1 and then basically hasn't touched the field since. Okay. Other tight end for the Saints. I like Trotman as well. Kamara is, in fact, this is one that I do remember. Kamara has qualified for the first touchdown, 2-touchdown parlay.
Yep.
The fact that he is only plus 240 to score 2 touchdowns is despicable. I think that means he's a layup to score 2, especially with no Taysom Hill. I don't know who the backup running back is, but you can't take Kamara off if Taysom Hill's not playing. I do want to take Jimmy Winston or Geno Smith to score, but I don't know which one. So there, in fact, I took neither.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure. And then
Gumpy likes the Geno Smith.
You like Geno, Gumpy?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take Geno.
Plus 550.
I'll do it. Yeah, he's been – oh, yeah, that's right. You said that. Same odds as Carson, too. Great call last night.
Thank you, sir.
The fucking Saints fullback, whose name is I can't remember right now. The Saints fullback, I love to score. Similar to the Browns, I think maybe they'll do a little play
that
action.
That was wild
fake.
That Peyton Hillis got in the fucking end zone.
Insane, because he had a great game. They gave him a bunch of third down carries to get first. Alex Armah. For the Saints, I like him to score. That guy's an athlete. And I'm just saying that. I haven't seen one snap of him this year, but he's an athlete. He wears number 42. He's a tough son of a bitch. And hopefully we just get a lot of points. I mean, I feel like the Colts-Niners game turned out to be a pretty sweet game.
That was wild how many points they scored in that bullshit.
Insane. Did you take the under?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the Colts ended up with 30 points.
Soon as
NBC had to show me a shot of rain for 1 second, I had that bet in.
Yeah,
I thought you saw that video of the wind blowing.
I did. I saw it all.
Yeah,
the wind was terrible. What's it looking like tonight?
Tonight, I saw it earlier. Looks like there was like 16 mile an hour winds with a little bit of rain. Let me make sure though. I'll check again. Let's make sure that we have up to date information on the weather tonight. Let's go hourly. Okay,
good to know.
Let's make sure we go hourly. Need that,
because first half, second half, bet.
So it's, do you think these times are in Eastern? Nope, they're in Pacific, so that's good.
Seattle.
No, I meant on the website.
Pacific Northwest. Ooh,
so the rain has picked up a bit.
Ooh.
At 5 o'clock, which will be 8 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
It's 52 degrees. It's 97% chance of rain.
Oh, it's raining.
And 17 miles an hour.
Oh, shit.
At 9 o'clock Eastern, it's 88% chance of rain. At 10 o'clock Eastern, it's 80% chance of rain.
Halftime.
And then in the second half, it goes down to 52% chance of rain.
Oh, so maybe more touchdowns in the second
maybe
half.
Maybe a second half. First half under. But it's not grass, though.
Oh,
definitely
matters more than last night.
The ball wetness, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ball wetness will still be there,
but the field won't be as slick.
The teams will be prepared. I mean, I bet you Jimmy Winston throws a wet ball 8 times a week.
True, especially prepared in a bye week. This.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
That's the weather.
It's a good weather report. Tom.
Thank you.
That's very important as well. I felt like that
Seattle though, you know, used to the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Northwest like it wet.
They do.
That's the way it is.
You get a lot of rain where you come from, since you're up there.
Just a stone's throw away, my friend.
That's I just didn't know. Like,
it does rain a lot here, too, though.
It rains quite a bit.
Yeah. A lot of storms.
Like, that storm last night at about 2 a.m. fucking.
It's been very wet around.
Almost knocked me off my fucking.
You got scared, dude.
I mean, it was loud.
It was loud.
It was loud. It woke me up, dude.
Last night, in the rain, both running backs went over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm. I think it is basically a lock for Alex Collins and Kamara to score tonight. And now that I said that, I'm regretting it.
Nah. Don't regret it.
Because last night it looked perfect for the Elijah Mitchell and Jonathan Taylor two touchdown parlay, and then it just never happened.
The thing about Taylor, though, unless he gets loose, they can't seem to get him. I guess he did get one last night, right?
Yeah, but touchdown, he had like a 33-yard run down to the one.
And then they didn't.
And then I think that's when it was the end of the first, and that Carson Wentz scored.
That camera angle, trying to act like Carson didn't have that ball either. I didn't know who had it when Carson went in.
Well, I thought he gave himself up like Taylor Heineke, and he was down.
Yeah.
Which was bullshit. Absolutely.
Absolutely bullshit.
Tease and peace to anyone who took Heineke to score a touchdown.
Tease and peace to anyone who took Heineke. Got anything else?
No, that's it, Tony. Oh. I am going to take, I think it was the match special, points to be scored in every quarter.
Okay.
I wanted to take the field goal touchdown both that half, but it never, like, those things don't hit back to back.
Tonight's not tonight.
Yeah, points in every quarter, though.
Now that we did say that, it will for sure hit.
Yes. So now I'm going to take it naturally. But points in every quarter.
I'm looking for the match specials tonight. Where the fuck are they at?
Oh, we're going to get, we'll get another Russ warm up tonight.
We better.
We have to.
Yeah, prime time.
Peyton better talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Both teams have scored points in all four quarters. Both teams are just one.
Both teams.
Yeah, plus 1,700.
Yeah, that's what I took.
I kind of like Marquez Callaway to have 100 receiving yards and to score a touchdown.
What's that at?
Plus 850.
Ooh, that's pretty big.
Can you parlay that together? Nope. Okay, that's for tonight. That's for tonight's game.
All right, hey, good luck out there.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, boy.
Quick look ahead at this week's upcoming lines. We talked about Arizona and Green Bay open 3.5. It's up to 6 pretty much everywhere.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Buffalo is up from 11.5 to 13 against Miami.
That should be 20 at least.
Probably right. You're probably right.
At least.
Atlanta opened 2.5 at home against Carolina. There's threes out there. There's 2.5s. Carolina is reeling. Atlanta's got 2 in a row.
I mean,
I'm not saying Atlanta's a better football team or whatever. I'm just saying mindsets.
At the moment.
Mindset.
At the moment, I'd say so.
Indy opened as 2.5-point favorites against Tennessee. Tennessee is now the favorite. That'll be interesting. Houston is 14.5-point dogs against the Rams. Part of me thinks like, okay, the Rams were like, that was too close against the line. Let's pour it on against Houston, potentially.
I'm going to say something.
Say it.
I don't love this Rams team.
Say it.
I just don't think at the end of the year they're coming out of the NFC. I don't see it.
NFC's a good
conference. I don't see how. I really don't. I could be very wrong. There's a very good chance. But I just don't see with all those good teams in the NFC that the Rams are in the Super Bowl at the end of the year.
It's weird when like teams get like they finally have a quarterback, and now their defense, which was number one last year, is not playing as well. Their running game is not doing as well. We'll see.
Yep. A lot of football left.
Jets are 9.5, 10 some places at home against the Bengals. If you like the Bengals, get them before it goes over 10.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Now, this is weird to me. Cleveland open is -2.5 at home to the Steelers. It's now. Or no, that's going the right direction. It's now up over 3.5.
Baker, Keenum, or don't know. Chubb's playing.
Chubb. It seems like Chubb's going to play. I don't think Baker and Keenum makes a difference. That'll be interesting. Niners are 3.5 against the Bears.
Yeah, that's Chicago. That's going towards 3, too. Mm-hmm. That gets down to 2.5. I will definitely take the Niners.
Same. Seattle's 3.5 or 4 against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's in Seattle. Let's see what happens tonight.
When's Russ back? Week 10?
Not this week. Or not for that game, I don't think. Right. Chargers are 5.5.
What was the score last year when they played?
They fucking
45-0?
Yeah, New England dominated them. Different coaching staff. You thinking about taking New England?
At 5.5, yes, I would take
New England. I see a 6 out there, too. I would
even take 6 as well.
Denver is an open four. They're down to three and a half against Washington. I kind of like your thinking here. May go Washington.
I think Denver's dead, dude. I would start Drew Lock if Bridgewater isn't any healthier. Like, what do you have to lose, man? He can't fucking move.
Obviously, this is depending on what happens tonight, but New Orleans is 4.5-point dogs against Tampa. Tampa's been a wagon.
That seems short, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Another line that a thousand percent of the money is going to be on Dallas.
This was 1.5. It's open 1.5.
Yeah, now it's up to 2.5. Dallas at Minnesota, and then that Monday night game. Opened as 13. Opened as KC minus 13. It's down to 10 against the Giants.
Starting to think the Vikings might make a bit of a run here.
They might. See you off of bye week.
What's their record? 2-3?
3-3?
3-3?
Maybe. 3-3, I think. They beat last second Lions, last second Panthers.
Lost last second to Cardinals, missed a kick.
I can't remember.
Lost to the Bengals in overtime. Mm-hmm. It's Vikings football, baby.
All right, that's what we got coming up for this week. We'll break it down more all week. Raldi, have you looked at the NHL tonight?
I have. I'm ready to go.
What do you like? Yeah. What do you like? Talk to us.
I think there's 7 games.
7 games.
Not going to take them all, but there are some plays here. The Stars are in Columbus at the Blue Jackets. Stars are road favorites, minus 134. I'm going to ride with Gumpy's Stars tonight. Okay. Columbus has burned me before. They might do it again. We'll see here.
Nah, not tonight.
The Flames are going to MSG to take on the Rangers. The Calgary Flames plus 118. I'm going to take the Rangers at home, minus 138.
Did they bounce back a little bit? Or?
Yeah, the Rangers, I think they're 4-1.
Oh, so that opening night disaster.
Yeah, they have rebounded nicely. Let me get their exact. I don't want to give you false. Yeah, they're 4-1 on the road, and they've won overtime loss at home.
Okay.
To the Stars.
Bingo. And then the Leafs are playing Carolina Hurricanes. This is a revenge game for Hurricanes goalie Frederick Anderson. He's the Leafs goalie for the past couple years.
Friday.
And just anything that is hilariously bad that will happen, can happen, will happen, does happen to the Leafs. So I'm going to take Carolina minus 112 to bounce back and beat up on the Leafs.
Okay.
And then there are two games that I'm fully admitted not brave enough to take, but I want to. I'm leaning the Buffalo Sabres at home, plus 148, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa's going with their backup goalie, Brian Elliott, and he fucking stinks. Buffalo's been very good at home. I think they're 3-0-1 at home.
Okay.
And then
tough barn to play.
The Capitals are in Ottawa at the Senators. The Senators are plus 132 as home dogs. Senators have actually played some pretty good hockey to start the season. Capitals have also played pretty good, but I think a lot of people are. The trend is, the common thought is, the Capitals are playing a little over their heads right now.
Okay.
Going to come back to earth a little bit. They just lost in OT to the Flames on Saturday. So I'm leaning Ottawa at home plus 132 and Buffalo at home plus 148 as home dogs.
Okay.
What about the Coyotes plus 2.5? I've never seen a hockey game plus 2.5.
They do that occasionally. Tampa got a lot of those the past two years. So you're saying the Florida is minus 2.5 here at plus 122, and the Coyotes, who have not won a game yet on the road here, at plus 2.5, minus 146.
It's blob in between the pipes?
No, Spencer Knight's going for Florida tonight.
Coyotes for sure then.
Plus the 2.5. Thank you, Raldi.
Thank you, boys. Hey,
baby, Raldi.
Mate, you taking anything NBA? I looked at it earlier and I decided, fuck it, so I'm not doing anything.
Hell yeah.
What are you taking, dude?
We got Charlotte to win outright. We got the Bulls.
Charlotte's been hot.
Yeah, Charlotte. They've been 3-0. LaMelo Ball putting up great numbers. Miles Bridges putting up great numbers. So I'm thinking they're going to keep it rolling tonight.
I like it.
Yeah, home dog. I just threw them straight up to win. You can take the plus 1.5, I think is what it's at.
What about your favorite team, Pacers, as a short home dog?
Yeah, you see the Milwaukee Bucks are minus 2 against the Pacers. I love the Milwaukee Bucks here. Definitely my play of the night.
Okay.
And then we got the over in the Washington-Brooklyn Nets game at 229. I don't really feel comfortable with either of these teams, but I do like the offense. That. And then I got the Bulls minus the 1.5 at Toronto. The Bulls are very good, and the Toronto Raptors stink, Tony.
Okay. Stinky line, then.
That is a stinky line.
That is a stinky line. All right. Let me see if there's any boosts that we need to do.
Oh, tomorrow, footy.
Tomorrow, footy, both Arsenal and Chelsea to win, plus 160.
That's bold, my friend.
Okay.
It's League Cup. I try and stay away from it. You just don't know who the fuck's going to play. Chelsea is like minus 250, but Arsenal is playing Leeds, and Leeds can get you.
Okay.
They got me. Fuck. Well, it was a push, but that was not a penalty, by the way. Anybody who said the guy fell over in the goddamn box in the 94th minute.
What are you looking at?
Tomorrow, Serie A. AC Milan fucking tormented me to a win on Saturday, up two men, somehow tied till late, ended up winning. Moneyline over Torino. It's minus 150. AC's won 5 straight. 8 wins, 1 draw in the year. Torino, 1 win in last 5. And then La Liga. Athletic Bilbao. Mm-hmm. Draw no bet over Espanyol. Bilbao's won 2 straight. They beat a good Villarreal team on the weekend. They're trending in the right direction.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Have we missed anything?
There's footy all fucking week.
All week. Hey, can't fucking wait.
Can't wait.
Good luck tonight. Anything you're taking?
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Go Saints. Yes. Tell you what, this person put in.
Come on, Gino.
Connor's same game parlay. It's got good odds.
Come on,
plus 25,000.
All that.
I missed a. Tell you what, I'm really liking these like. Stafford 300 plus and the Rams win. I did that with Burrow, Stafford, Mac Jones, and then Rodgers. It was $25, would have won $3,000. They all hit except for Rodgers, was 20 yards short of 300. That was a damn shame. Good luck tonight with all your picks.
Who do we got for
Mick, good luck.
Hey, thanks, Nick, Tony. Good luck, man. Dude.
Thanks, Tone.
Baby.
Pal, count. Good luck.
Good luck, dude. I'll throw out.
Except for the Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'll try and throw out anytime goal score. Those take a flyers have been going well, so I'll try and get that out there.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll recap Monday Night Football, and then we'll dive into the week ahead. The week that is. It's gonna be a spooky weekend, pal. We don't know what's. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Scary.
You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Scary.
You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Scary, dude.
We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show, with everything. Everything. Good luck to anything that you have tonight, as I said. YouTube.com/HammerDan. Hammerdan. Tell your friends.
Hammerdean.
Hammerdean.
Tell your enemies. Tell your grandparents. Cousins, aunts, uncles, kids. Anybody. Tell them all. Hammerdan on Twitter and Instagram.
Are you going to play that banger that guy sent us?
Oh, fucking the bass on that sound.
Jesus. That had some heat.
If I could find it. I know I could probably find it.
Nah, it's all good.
Should I play it on the way out? We'll play it on the way out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.